For the second time in two games, the Monmouth Hawks again will take flight in New York City. The other day, Sunday, it was in the Bronx against Manhattan. Tonight, they visit an old conference foe in St. Francis, Brooklyn, former Northeast Conference opponent. This year in a non-conference matchup tonight in Brooklyn Heights, we are live at Peter Aquilone Court in the Pope Physical Education Center on campus in Brooklyn Heights for this Monmouth matchup with the Terriers. Alongside my broadcast partner and good friend tonight, Gary Kowal, I am Eddie Acapinti. Our good buddy Ray Malaspina back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast that for years Gary was an NEC matchup. This year, a non-conference matchup, as obviously with Monmouth moving on to the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. These two teams who have faced each other every year since 1985 meet for the first time as non-conference opponents. Monmouth at 3-6 and St. Francis at 5-4.
Yeah, this should be a fun one. And like I say every time, I'm happy to be back on with you. But this will be a fun one. And these two teams know each other. And it's a St. Francis team that's had some success in the early season, Eddie. They beat the University of Miami. They took Syracuse right down to the wire. They won at the buzzer against Stony Brook. They've beaten some good teams. A setback the other night at Army, kind of the one that, if you put it in front of somebody, which one of these doesn't fit, that would be the Army game. But this is a team that has the confidence of playing with higher level opponents, with the Syracuse and teams of that nature. So, you know, it'll be fun to watch.
This is our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is your better way to bank. As Gary started to mention, these two teams, longtime rivals when they both played in the Northeast Conference. The game that will kind of stand out in everyone's memory is that 2001 Northeast Conference Championship game out at Sovereign Bank Arena in Trenton, where St. Francis led Monmouth by 22 points with 10 minutes to go in that one. And it's famous now in Monmouth annals as being the biggest comeback in NEC championship game history, Monmouth ultimately winning that game on the scoring touch of many players, namely Rashawn Johnson, Jerry Crosby, and others, before ultimately winning that game. This year's edition, Gary, should be entertaining. Monmouth has won a bunch in a row, actually, in the series. They have won their last three, including last year's meeting, in this gym, which is never an easy place to play. But this year's Monmouth edition, as we know, very different from that team a season ago. But I think maybe better suited to play in an environment like this, where St. Francis likes to pressure you. They like to shoot a lot of threes. They use this smallish court here in the Pope Center to their advantage every time out.
They do that, and you talked about the game last year. It was a scrappy game, and I know there's a lot of turnover, especially with the Monmouth side, but that's the same profile this St. Francis team has this year. Scrappy. They're not going to give up. They go down by 20. The game's not over. They're going to battle you to the final whistle. Monmouth went up, I believe, by 10 last year in that game, and St. Francis battled all the way back to the point where Monmouth had to hit all their free throws down the stretch to hold on and win that one. They're a scrappy ball club. That's what kept them in games against Syracuse and Miami, and that's what's going to keep them in games all season long.
This is our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. Monmouth and St. Francis just about ready to get things going. We'll give you the starting lineups now. First, for the visiting Monmouth Hawks, and it's presented by McClune's Restaurants. Visit McClune's.com for more information on all of their great locations. For our Monmouth starting lineup, I send it over to our broadcast partner for the evening, Gary Kowal.
Well, Eddie, thank you. The MU starting lineup, the same as it's been all season long. Still no changes to that starting five. The freshman point guard, Justin Robinson, happy to see he's in the lineup tonight after a little bit of a second half off he got the other day with a little bit of a leg injury, but he's good to go tonight. He'll start at the point guard spot. Starting at the two guard spot, well, technically Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones will both get the start at guard. They kind of interchange there, and the two forwards, Tyrone O'Garo and Zach Tillman. That's your MU starting five, as it has been all throughout this season.
And our starting lineup for the St. Francis Brooklyn Terriers, and the lineup fourth year head man Glenn Breka will send out, is a good one, led by NEC preseason first team selection Jalen Cannon, 15.5 points, 8 rebounds per game. He's joined up front by Matt Milk. Doesn't score a lot, but he's a big body in the middle. Three guard rotation in the backcourt. Anthony White, the long distance shooter Ben Mockford, and Sheldon Hadjigal will be the starting lineup that Coach Breika will send out. The only name in that group that's not familiar is Hadjigal, the freshman who led them in scoring last time out with 13 points against Army, as we'll quickly get Gary's keys to the game tonight. Again, Monmouth getting ready to take on St. Francis Brooklyn. Our keys to the game tonight presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day extraordinary.
Well, Eddie, we saw it the other day with Manhattan. They're a team that will grind you out with Ramel Brown and players like that down in the post. They will grind you all the way out through 40 minutes, make you play physical basketball. That's the profile of the St. Francis team as well. They're a team that's not going to stop going. They're a scrappy bunch. They'll play you tight in the post. They'll play you tight down low. And you've got to be prepared to be physical. Tyrone O'Garrow's been very good at that in the early going. Deion Jones has been great at it. Not afraid to use the body to get inside. And a guy who you might not even expect to see it from, Justin Robinson, not afraid to get inside, not afraid to bump a little bit with some bigger players. That's going to be a key tonight, because that's what St. Francis likes to do.
It's the Hawks and Terriers, this time as non-conference opponents. For the longest time, these two met as some of the better teams in the Northeast Conference. Now with Monmouth moving on to the MAC, they meet this season in the non-conference. The Hawks 3-6, St. Francis 5-4. We'll take our first timeout on our broadcast this evening. It'll be our only pregame timeout, as we'll step out for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and the St. Francis Brooklyn Terriers, and it'll be right here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season. There's many ways to listen to us all year long, Gary. 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as on the free Radio Pup app. But for now, it'll be Monmouth and St. Francis. We'll step out for 2 minutes. We'll bring it back. We'll reset the starters and have the tip for you between these longtime opponents, and it'll be right here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside here at the Pope Center. We are on campus at St. Francis Brooklyn for tonight's matchup between the Monmouth Hawks and the St. Francis Brooklyn Terriers. Quickly reset the starting lineups for you. For Monmouth, it'll be the same lineup that Coach Rice has put out all season long. Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas in the backcourt, Tyrone O'Garrow, and Zach Tillman in the frontcourt. The lineup third-year head man King Rice will send to this road non-conference contest. As for St. Francis and fourth-year head coach Glenn Breka, that starting lineup again. Three guards, very similar to Monmouth, two front court players, Anthony White, Ben Mockford, and Sheldon Hadjigal. Jalen Cannon and Matt Milk, Gary, will be in the front court for this game, and we've talked about it during our pregame. For the longest time, these teams played as members of the Northeast Conference. This game, very, very unique, because they are playing as non-conference opponents on the road. And fans, if we can just set the scene for you, those new Monmouth fans listening this year, the Pope Center is one of the most quaint venues in all of college basketball. It seats, they say, about 1,000. They can pack it in here when this team is playing well. But Gary, more so than that, there's not much room on the sidelines. There's not much room under the basket. It's as city and as Catholic school a gym, I think, to give people a visual, as you can expect.
No doubt about it, Eddie, but it's unique in and of itself, you know? It's unique. So you got to make the best of it. But all I care about is coming out here and the Hawks playing some good basketball, and I think we're going to see a good contest tonight. I don't think we'll see a lot of the kind of track meet basketball we've seen in the last couple of contests. I don't think that's how the Terriers like to play. But hopefully we won't see a game like we saw on Sunday in terms of so many whistles.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Gary. Obviously, those points of emphasis we have seen this year, and it's been tough in some games. No doubt about it. As we are just about ready for tip-off here, Monmouth will take the floor in their road midnight blue uniforms. Monmouth in white across the chest, white piping down the left and right side. St. Francis in their home white uniform. St. Francis blue lettering, red trim on the chest. Numbers same, blue piping down the left and right side. We are cozy on Press Row here from the Pope Center as we are ready for action. It'll be Zach Tillman to jump things up with Matt Milk. Monmouth moving left to right. The Terriers right to left as we are ready for action. And the opening tip is controlled by Monmouth. Gary, big time officiating crew tonight. You see Eddie Corbett and Brian O'Connell out there. Tuesday night, got some big time officials here in Brooklyn. Monmouth basketball. Andrew Nicholas pumps it three. Puts it on the floor out to Deion Jones for three. That one's short. Rebound comes out Long rebound, that is. Comes out to Anthony White, who will now run the show for St. Francis. Terriers into some motion set here. Jalen Cannon has his pass intercepted by Jones. Deion Jones back the other way. Acrobatic layup is no good, but he's fouled. Two free throws coming for Deion Jones as Matt Milk commits the foul.
Good anticipation there by Deion Jones. Jumped it like, you hear the term used, but he jumped it like a DB. Just came right across and made the interception.
So Jones will go to the line. We apologize, fans. It gets really quiet when no one's talking in here. And then when the PA announcer comes on, it's real loud. It's not a third member of the booth. That's the acoustics in the arena as Deion Jones makes his first free throw. See, now I feel weird when I talk because...
You don't know who can hear you.
Right. I do see the Terrier courtside, though.
Nobody wants to hear you too loud either.
Wow. Not even a minute gone by. Gary with his first remark towards me. And Deion Jones with the second free throw. Monmouth on top, 2-0. You waste no time. You're ruthless.
I sure am.
Hawks lead the Terriers. St. Francis into a bit of a motion set here. Cannon jumps the pass. Skip pass over left wing. Hadjigal fires up a three. Back iron. Justin Robinson pulls down the rebound.
That's the danger with that double trap on the far side. You're going to leave somebody open. Luckily for MU, he missed a shot.
Hawks come back the other way. Tyrone O'Garo, top of the key. Swings it right wing to Andrew Nicholas. Baseline drive by Nicholas. Matt Milk blocks his shot at the rim. And Jalen Cannon pulls it down. Terriers back the other way. This is Anthony White. Tried to fire one down low to Milk, who lost it out of bounds. Give it back to MU with a 2-0 lead. 18:43 left first half.
Good D and good box out there by Tillman. Didn't allow Milk to get towards the baseline for that ball heading out of bounds.
Terriers will pressure full. They score and give up right around 63 points a game. Robinson being hounded by Hadjigal. Hand off top of the key, Deion Jones. Swings it right wing, Nicholas. Throws it right corner, Robinson. Nice entry pass to Tillman, who is body blocked by Jalen Cannon. Second Terrier foul. First on the St. Francis Brooklyn key player, Jalen Cannon. Nicholas to inbound under his own basket. Lofts one top of the key to Tyrone O'Garo. O'Garo spins in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go with it. And before he can toss it out, gets called for 3 seconds.
Yeah, you saw that coming when everybody else outside was covered. He's either going to get 3 seconds or he was going to end up traveling with the ball. And the former came true.
Monmouth on top, 2-0. St. Francis basketball. Anthony White dribbling top of the key. Gets a ball screen from Matt Milk. Drives. Floater off the glass is good to tie the game at 2. Monmouth back the other way in a hurry. Now everyone settles down as Deion Jones has it in the left corner. Swings it out to Robinson, left wing. Alley-oop at the rim to Nicholas. Red lays it in. Beautiful find from the freshman. White, top of the key. Hadjigal on the left wing. Over to Milk. Matt Milk double team, lost it. Robinson comes away with it. 3-on-2 if Monmouth hurries. Robinson tried to bounce one to Jones, and it's lost out of bounds. It's off of St. Francis. Good hustle by Anthony White coming back the other way. Get our first sub of the game. Get a look at number 32, Amdi Fall for St. Francis. Leads the team with 13 blocks this season. Monmouth inbounds to O'Garo. Spins in the lane, and he's fouled before Cannon can block the shot. It'll be 2 free throws for Tyrone O'Garo. Foul called on Jalen Cannon, Gary. So his second foul early on.
That's crucial. I mean, we've talked about how talented he is. And as we see, Wayne Martin, a freshman, set to check in. You would assume that he'll have to come out.
So O'Garo to the line. Amdi Fall is a 6'6 sophomore from here in New York. He's already on the floor. Wait till O'Garo's free throw. Tell you a little bit about Wayne Martin. Tyrone makes his first one. Monmouth up 5-2. Martin checks in. He's the second leading scorer for this team at 10 points a game, averaging about 6 boards. He's the, really, Gary, the only freshman that sees extensive run the 6'6 product out of Brooklyn. As Tyrone O'Garrow goes 2-for-2 from the line, giving Monmouth a 6-2 lead, 17-20 to go first half. St. Francis playing catch on the perimeter here. Martin has it top of the key, now over to Anthony White, 22 on the shot clock. White dribbles himself over to the right wing. Goes down low. This is Martin being guarded by O'Garrow and a foul. Foul called on the ball. It'll go on O'Garrow, so Monmouth's first foul goes on Tyrone. Not even 3 minutes gone by. Hawks lead 6-2. Anthony White to inbound. Inbound to St. Francis. There's a basket. And they'll cut that lead to 6-4. Hoop there by Wayne Martin, his first of the game.
He's going to be a matchup problem, it looks like, for MU. At least in the early going, he was.
Offensive foul called on Monmouth. Gary, Tyrone O'Garrow picks up his second, and he's in foul trouble early. He'll have to come out in favor of Greg Nowak.
Yeah, so O'Garrow for MU and Cannon for St. Francis. Going to have to check out early with the foul problems.
16:40 to go in our first half. White brings it across the timeline. Goes down low. Wild contested shot in the lane by Fall. No good. The rebound falls to Justin Robinson. Hawks back the other way, leading 6-4. Deion Jones attacks the basket. No good. Short. A lot of contact. Wayne Martin pulls down the rebound. White ahead of the pack. Throws it over to Hadjigal, who lost it out of bounds. Hawks will get it back. Leading by two, 16:18 to go.
The interesting thing when you watch St. Francis kind of work in the half court when they run their half court offense, and Anthony White at the point guard spot, he's not a traditional point guard. He's a bigger kid.
Robinson drives, leaves one for Nowak. He misses it short. Rebound by Martin. And this is the aforementioned Anthony White. As Gary said, not really a true point guard. Hands off for Mockford. Back to White, right corner. Dumps it down low. Now throws it back up to Wayne Martin, top of the key, 18 on the shot clock. White gets a high ball screen, top of the key, leaves one for Martin. He'll try a three, short. Robinson with his third rebound already, will lead the break back the other way. Robinson throws one down low to Nowak. His reverse layup is good, Monmouth leading 8-4.
Nice move to the hole, beating Fall to the spot and laying it in passing.
White throws one into the corner. Hadjigal right back to White. Triple from the left wing is short. Nicholas pulls down the rebound. Hawks lead 8-4. Nicholas thought at three, now picks up his dribble. Throws top of the key for Robinson. Gets his instructions from Coach Rice. 5 minutes gone by. Hawks lead 8-4. Robinson around a Tillman screen. Tough shot at the rim. It's blocked by Fall. Rebound comes down to Wayne Martin.
St. Francis early, straight man to man.
Anthony White, floater back the other way, is bottom of the net. And while he's not a true point guard, Gary, he can score. That's what he brings to the table. Had 10 points in their game earlier this year against Syracuse. Hadjigal checks Robinson. Justin's on the left wing, 20 on the shot clock. He fires one right corner. Now it's Deion Jones at the left elbow. His jumper's no good. Nowak offensive rebound. Putback is good. Four in a row for Greg Nowak.
Like the intensity I'm seeing from Nowak. Ripped that rebound down. He was going one on three there in the low block against three Terriers. He was the one who came away with it and went back up and scored.
Hawks lead 10-6. Back the other way. Bounce pass down low to Wayne Martin. His shot over Nowak is missed. Rebound comes down to Martin. His putback is missed, but he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for two after our media timeout. Foul will go against Zach Tillman as we step out with Monmouth leading 10-6, 14:04 to go first half. We're out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. MAC fans, this is the moment. The 2014 MAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, March 6th through the 10th. All session tickets start at $99 for 20 action-packed games of MAC Madness. That's $5 per game. To purchase tickets, visit MacSportsTicketmaster.com or any Ticketmaster outlet, or call the Mass Mutual box office at 1-800-745-3000.
Well, Eddie, Greg Nowak leading MU in points. He has five so far, but the
stat I'd like to look at, Justin Robinson. He hasn't scored yet, but a pair of assists, three rebounds already. He has added a steal. I mean, Justin Robinson's been all over the floor in the early going.
Back to the live action. Wayne Martin makes his first free throw after he was fouled by Tillman before the timeout. Martin cannot get the second one to go. Nicholas pulls down the rebound. So Monmouth leads 10-7. 6 minutes gone by first half. Josh James running the show now. He's checking into the game for the first time along with Max DeLeo and Chris Brady. Nicholas, long two, is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Mockford. Racing back the other way for the Terriers. This is Brent Jones. Jones throws one to Martin. Cross court find. Now they dump it down low. This is Fall. Jump hook over two Hawks is missed. Brady had the rebound, and Martin knocked it out of bounds off of Chris Brady. So the Terriers will retain possession.
Eddie, Wayne Martin's a handful. He really is down there. He's a big guy. Comes into this one. Six foot six. He's already got four rebounds in the early stages.
Another player checked in for St. Francis. It's Kevin Douglas, the 6'5 junior from the Bronx. Inbounds it to Jones. Now Brent Jones will run the show. He controls here, top of the key, around a Fall screen. Crosses over on DeLeo. Loose ball down low. Bodies go flying, still loose. Douglas comes away with it. Lefty shot at the rim is good off the glass. Monmouth leads 10-9. They retain possession after the Terrier basket. James controlling top of the key. Gets into the lane. Loses it for a second. Gets it back. Fires it to Nowak. His shot is blocked. It was either Fall or Douglas. St. Francis back the other way. Jones around a screen by Martin. Has it top of the key. Fires left corner. The lefty Douglas throws back top of the key to Jones. Gets a ball screen from Fall. He'll try a deep triple. Can't get it to go. Nowak defensive rebound. James back the other way. Head up with Monmouth leading 10-9. Nowak top of the key. Dumps it down low to Chris Brady. Brady, strong, confident move is no good off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Martin. Jones back the other way. Drive and kick. Douglas, a wing triple, is short. Fall with the rebound. And he tries to go up, but he's called for traveling before he can get a shot off. Khalil Brown into the game for Monmouth for the first time. Hadjigal and Milk check back in for the Terriers.
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, unfortunately, but last year against this Terrier squad, before he got hurt, Khalil Brown was extremely good in that game. Had a couple of big buckets down the stretch. Ended up hurting himself. Missed a couple of games after that late in this game here at the Pope Center. But throughout that game, very, very effective. Might have been his best game as a Hawk to this point.
Hey, Gary, definitely stands out in my mind as well, as he's entered the game for the first time. Hawks lead 10-9, under 12 to go in the half. Brady down low, lefty jump hook is no good. Matt Milk clears the rebound. Oh, we see a confident Chris Brady in this game. White attacks the basket in transition, and he is fouled. That foul will get us to our second media timeout. Chris Brady will get whistled for his first, the Monmouth team fourth foul of the opening half. Hawks lead 10-9, 11:43 to go in our opening half, and we step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, why don't you go visit our buddy Faz or give them a call at 732-222-8728. Just one block away from the ocean in West End. Back here at the Pope Center, Monmouth leads St. Francis 10-9 along with Gary Kowal. I am Eddie Acapinti. Gary, Hawks early one-point lead here in a game that I would go as far as to say has really no defining flow to it, as White at the line for a couple.
Yeah, as White knocks in that first free throw. I wouldn't say there's a defining flow, but it hasn't been as bad as Saturday. There has been a little bit of back and forth. There's been some rebounding both ways. There has been a couple free throws, three team fouls for St. Francis, and Monmouth just took their fourth as White will try to put St. Francis in front and will. But yeah, we'll see if the pace starts to pick up a little bit. We've played almost 9 minutes now, so.
Terriers lead 11-10 after those two Anthony White free throws. 11:35 to go in our first half of play. James dribbling for Monmouth between the circles. Throws it to DeLeo on the right wing. Hawks into a bit of a motion set here as Matt Milk commits his second foul. He got a hand on Chris Brady. Gary, I'm not sure what's weirder, that Chris Brady caught it above the three-point line or that Matt Milk felt the need to guard and foul him that far from the basket.
Yeah, that was an interesting play. Milk was all over him. But you mentioned it earlier. You've seen a confident Chris Brady. He hasn't finished yet on a couple of baby hooks down low, but he does look confident out there. And that's a good – not that he hasn't looked confident in the last couple games, but he really looks like he's got a lot of a lot of good feeling in his shot tonight.
Deion Jones back in the game, committing a turnover. Called for traveling before he can get rolling to the basket. Hawks give it back to St. Francis, trailing now 11-10. Terriers have Jones, Douglas, Hadjigal, Fall, and Anthony White on the floor. This is the freshman Hadjigal from Westbury, New York. Drives around to Leo. Pull up from 15 feet is good. 13-10, Brooklyn. And back the other way, Josh James is fouled by Brent Jones as he races the ball up floor.
Interesting set here. In talking with some people before the game, they kind of told me that when Anthony White's in the game, St. Francis is not really prone to running as much. When they bring in Brent Jones, they'll move the ball a little bit more and they'll run a little bit. Jones in the game with White right now.
Monmouth Jones, Deion has it top of the key. Swings it left wing to Josh James. Throws it right back to Deion Jones. Deion will attack the basket. Can't get one to go. Chris Brady tips in the offensive rebound to cut that Terrier lead to one.
And right now, Eddie, without looking at the exact heights, Chris Brady's the biggest guy on the floor, and he's really kind of asserting himself down low.
And it's not even close, Gary. The biggest Terriers players go about 6'7", 6'8". Back the other way. Max DeLeo knocks it away from Sheldon Hadjigal, forcing another turnover. And the Hawks, trailing by one, bring it back into the front court. That's the Max that we've come to see, Gary. Pesky defensively, and he can also score a little bit this season. Top of the key, Deion Jones swings it left corner. Khalil Brown tries a three. Put it in! He must remember this gym well. Monmouth leading 15-13.
A little stroke from Brown from the corner. He doesn't shoot many threes, but when he does hit a good amount of them.
9:40 remaining in our opening half. Hawks on top 15-13 after the Khalil Brown three. White dribbling top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. Around a high ball screen from Fall. Throws it left wing to Douglas. He'll attack the rim. Kick it back out to White. Hadjigal throws it to Jones in the corner. He'll try a three. It's short. The tip goes over to Deion Jones. Monmouth leading by two. Bringing it back. Josh James to the basket. Leaves one behind for Khalil Brown. He can't get one to go. The tip is up and in. And he got his tip in as well. Missed the first one. Five in a row for Brown. Monmouth up four.
Good awareness there. Khalil Brown following the play.
Douglas will attack the basket, and he is called for traveling. 8:57 to go in the first half. Monmouth leading 17-13. Marcelo Hudiger into the game for the first time. Robinson back for Monmouth. Mockford checks back in for St. Francis, along with Wayne Martin. Gary, you have to think Khalil Brown, who's from Queens, has some friends, some family in attendance, and also remembers the game he had last year, as you said, before he got hurt. He's got five, and this is the most assertive he has looked all season.
Yeah, it looks good out there. And Chris Brady just exiting the game. I want to touch on him real quick. He gave Monmouth a really solid couple of minutes there. Look forward to see what he's got the rest of the night.
Monmouth back the other way. Deion Jones spins in the lane and puts in a very difficult shot to put MU up six.
That's a shot a lot of guys don't put down. Pretty spin move from Deion, but off balance, falling away from the basket, somehow muscles it through.
He's got four. 8:25 to go in our first half. Brent Jones, top of the key, picks up his dribble and picks up the pivot foot as well. He'll be called for traveling. As Monmouth will get it back, Andrew Nicholas will check back into the game, taking out Josh James.
And that one right there on Jones is one that coaches hate. Totally unforced, standing outside the three-point line, over 20 on the shot clock, and you get hit with that.
30-second timeout, Gary, taken by Coach Glenn Breka, with Monmouth leading 19-13. And while we have this timeout by the St. Francis coach, it's worth mentioning about this Terrier team with the Hawks leading by six. One of Coach Breka's top assistants now is Ron Gandulin, a name that Monmouth fans will know. He was the architect of the St. Francis teams in the late 90s and early 2000s that were so good. His top assistant was Glenn Breka. Those two have switched roles for part two, if you will, in Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, very interesting. And you talked to me about it. I don't even know how far along in life you were in 2001, but but I was obviously a lot younger.
What were you, like, seven back then?
10.
Wow.
10, yeah.
And there's your second humbling moment of the first half.
But you're talking about Gandulin and some of those teams that he created in Brooklyn, and you know, it's always good to bring back a coach that you coached with, and that's what Breka did.
And we'll touch on that more as the game goes on. As Monmouth turns one over here, Terriers will come back the other way, moving right to left. Anthony White, wide open in the left wing, throws it down low. This is Amdi Fall. Spins baseline. Righty jump hook over Brown is missed. Khalil Brown pulls down the rebound. Monmouth back the other way. Robinson throws to Nicholas. He knocks down the three. Monmouth on top, 22-13, 7:45 to go.
Nicholas freeing himself in transition. When he can do that, he kind of splits away from the pack off the right side. He's done it a few times this year. In transition, the other team's going to lose him, and he's going to slip out and hit that three.
Hawks with their largest lead of the first half. And Coach Breka will again take a 30-second timeout. This one with 7:30 to go. And I don't think he knew he was taking a timeout. There's some confusion on the Terrier bench. The player, Gary, Brent Jones, called a 30-second timeout. I don't think Coach Breka wanted that one. Nevertheless, with Monmouth leading 22-13, 7.5 to go, we do have a break in the action. A couple of three-pointers have keyed this run. Khalil Brown with one. Andrew Nicholas with one. And Gary, Monmouth was down early in this one. Teams went back and forth now, asserting themselves slightly, up by 9.
Yeah, Eddie, 12-hole run right now that the Hawks are in the midst of. They were down 13-10 at one point, if you remember, after a couple of free throws from St. Francis. The Hawks have now gone 12-0 against the Terriers and have forced a couple of turnovers, have forced St. Francis to use a pair of timeouts in the last 50 seconds. St. Francis has used two of their timeouts.
Hawks come out with Robinson, Jones, Brown, Nicholas, and Hudiger. Terriers moving in here. Monmouth trapping out of the inbound. Now back to man-to-man defense. Brent Jones, top of the key, will attack the basket on Robinson. Miss one off the glass. Khalil Brown with the defensive rebound. Outlet to Justin Robinson. Both teams back the other way now. Robinson, nice entry pass to Hudiger. He couldn't collect himself. One of two Terriers blocked a shot. Back the other way we go. Wayne Martin right at Robinson. Wild shot is missed. Hudiger pulls down the rebound. Robinson, this is end-to-end, Gary.
There's a lot of contact.
These two teams going at it here. Khalil Brown, left corner, drives, loses it. Out of bounds, it'll be St. Francis ball after a well-earned media timeout. Hawks 22, Terriers 13, 6:48 to go. First half, we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, the NJEA, work to make public schools great for every child. We thank them for their continued support of Monmouth Hoops on the Shore Sports Network.
Eddie, looking down the stat line in this one so far, we talked about Khalil Brown, but he's tied for the team high in every category so far. 5 points and 3 rebounds in the early going ties him for the team high. Obviously, it's not much, but it's a good start for Khalil, who, as we've talked about at length, likes to play in the Pope Center.
Hawks on defense here as St. Francis moves it. Mockford, fadeaway triple is off left. Nicholas with the defensive rebound. Long outlet pass to Deion Jones. Over to Greg Nowak. His shot is blocked by Fall, but he's fouled. After a well-executed fast break, Gary, where the ball never touched the floor, Greg Nowak will have 2 free throws.
Yeah, how about that Monmouth ball movement, Eddie? The ball, like you said, never hit the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes right to Greg Nowak. Got inside. Like we touched on in the pregame, St. Francis is going to battle you in the post, and even on the fast break, they're not going to let Nowak in there for an easy bucket.
Nowak at the line, good start to this game. 4 points, couple of rebounds early on. Add one to that, he hits the free throw, Monmouth up by an even 10. Sheldon Hadjigal checks back into the game for St. Francis. The Monmouth five is Nowak, Robinson, Nicholas, Jones, and Hudiger. Nowak, second free throw. Knocked them both down. Hawks on top, 24-13. 6:20 to go in our first half. Stay tuned, folks, at halftime. Gary and I will go over some of the top 25 scores around the country, as well as first half statistics.
action. We're the lone Mac game tonight.
We are the lone Mac game in action. Hatchigal running the point here. Throws it over to Martin. Into the right corner, it's Ben Mockford. Top of the key. Back to Sheldon Hatchigal. Gets a high ball screen for Martin. He'll try a three. Too short. Hoediger pulls down the rebound. Outlet to Deion Jones. Deion waits for his teammates to join him. Now throws top of the key to Robinson. He throws it back to Jones. Corner three on the way is short. Rebound comes down to Wayne Martin, who then throws one away, trying to bounce it to Brent Jones in the backcourt.
Well, I think Jones thought that one was tipped, but there wasn't a Monmouth player in the area. I'm not sure why he would have thought that, because you see players when they know it's going to be their ball, they kind of slow down and let the ball roll out of bounds. He did that there, and it was very clearly not going to be Terrier ball, and MU will get another chance here. On the offensive end, from what I've seen from the Terriers, Eddie, a lot of chucking, a lot of one-and-dones.
Yeah, you look at their numbers, Gary, not a lot of assists on the season. Tillman down low, his shot is blocked by Omdi Paul. Gets it back. Zach's going to back him down, lose it on the way up. It comes out to Hadjigal. 3-on-2 for the Terriers. All the way to the lane, he lays it in. On the quick inbound, back the other way. Robinson, beautiful ball fake, and lay it in. Oh, what a move by Justin Robinson.
Oh, some ankles broken down there in the post. What a move from Robinson to cross him over.
26-15, Monmouth leads. And a foul in the backcourt as Monmouth was a little too aggressive guarding Ben Mockford. Robinson will get called for his first foul with 5:11 to go before halftime. Hawks have 5 team fouls. Terriers just with 6. Inbound to Brent Jones. He goes into the backcourt to retrieve. As Jones will dribble himself over to the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Throws the fall, top of the key. Goes back door to Jones. Has a tough time with the catch. Finally pulls it down. Hands to Mockford, who puts in the three in the right corner.
That's what Ben Mockford's here for. He's a straight shooter, guarded by another straight shooter in Red Nicholas. And Nicholas was actually out on him. He hit that one hand in face, and Nicholas was kind of all over him. He got out on him pretty well, and Mockford just hit it over him. Sometimes the shot's just going
to
fall.
His 20th three of the year. Monmouth will try to answer. Deion Jones put it in, and a foul. Monmouth on top by 10 again, 28-18, and shooting for an 11-point lead.
Monmouth not afraid to work down low, huh, Eddie? Not afraid to work down low against this Terrier team.
Hey, Gary, I kind of said it earlier. Even when St. Francis goes with a big lineup, this Monmouth team still has the size advantage down low, even without one of their bigs in the game. Deion Jones, a bigger two guard that time, getting the hoop down low. So Jones will go to the line. He's got 6 now. And make it 7. Monmouth on top, 29-18, after the Deion Jones three-point play. Max DeLeo checks in. Greg Nowak will take a seat for MU. Also, Josh James in. Justin Robinson will sit down. Anthony White has checked back into the game for St. Francis. White tried to throw one to Hadjigal. Max DeLeo knocks it out of bounds. 24 on the shot clock. Kevin Douglas will check back in. Eventually, he'll come back in. He'll take out Wayne Martin. Inbound to Anthony White. Gets his instructions from Glenn Breakup. White dribbling right on the Terrier face at half court. Bounces one right wing. Hadjigal. Checked by Josh James. Drives right baseline side. Pulls up from 12 feet. Puts it in. Smooth stroke, Gary, by Sheldon Hatchigal. He's got 6. Monmouth leads 29-20. Under 4 to go. First half. Josh James beats his man. Drives. Throws one to Tillman, who misses one at the rim. Defensive rebound. Mockford. Mockford loses it out of play. Max DeLeo knocks it out of bounds off of him, Gary. It'll be MU ball when we come back. 3:42 to go. Hawks lead 29-20. And we step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Gary Colwall, Eddie Acapinti back courtside in the Pope Center. Monmouth leading St. Francis 29-20 first half. An exciting first 17 or so minutes of this one. 3.5 to go before halftime. Monmouth into their motion set. Max Aleo hits a cutting Andrew Nicholas. Foul beforehand. Kevin Douglas commits the eighth foul on the Terriers. It'll be 1-1 for Andrew Nicholas.
Wayne Martin going to check back into the game here. Eddie Hill replaced Matt Milk, and he has been very, very effective for St. Francis thus far. Down low. He's only 1 of 4. He's only got 3 points, but leads the game. It's set 7 rebounds, 6 of them onto the defensive side. Wayne Martin has really imposed his will down low at times here, and he was out of the game during that Monmouth 14-0 run, so that might tell you something.
Andrew Nicholas makes the first free throw in this 1-1 opportunity, putting MU on top 30-20. Another free throw awaits. Made them both. Hawks up by 11, 3:25 to go, first half. White running the show with Douglas, Martin, Hadjigal, and Mockford. White has his pass stolen. 3-on-1 for Monmouth. Nicholas to Deion Jones. Deion lays it in transition. Gary, Hawks up 13.
Not only did Jones lay it in, he kind of got planted by Kevin Douglas inadvertently. It wasn't a foul, but after he put it in, ended up right against the back of the basket.
Hawks lead by 13. Wayne Martin backs down Zach Tillman. His shot is missed. Douglas rebound is no good. Douglas rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. Monmouth up 13, 2:50 to go. And that foul will go on Zach Tillman. It'll be his second.
He will enter the free throw line. Personal foul charge to number
33. Chris Brady will check in. That's the sixth Monmouth foul.
The team's sixth.
As the lefty Douglas will go to the line. Gary on the season. Kevin Douglas averaging 2.5 points a game. He's now 6-10 from the foul line. Brady back. Brent Jones back on for the Terriers.
When you look at these stats, Eddie, something that kind of jumps off the page to me. St. Francis, 1 of 9 from downtown. And this is a team that we know. We've seen Mockford hit a 3 from the corner. We know that they have guys who can shoot the deep ball. You just kind of get that sense if you're MU. You don't want them to get hot at any point from beyond the arc.
Douglas goes 0 of 2. Deion Jones rebounding his second miss. Hawks with the ball, leading 33-20. Josh James hands off top of the key to Deion Jones. Throws it right wing to Max DeLeo. DeLeo with 20 on the shot clock. Throws one to Nicholas, top of the key, and Red is fouled by Douglas, trailing the play. His second foul will put Nicholas back at the line for 1-1. 2:32 to go. Khalil Brown will check in, Gary. He gave MU a tremendous spark his first time through in this first half. He'll take out Deion Jones. Matt Milk will check back in. He'll take out Douglas. Nicholas has 7. High scorer of anyone on the floor for MU. 1-1 for the junior. Makes his first one, and Gary, that's 3 free throws in a row for Andrew Nicholas.
I don't think it's been as much of an issue this year. We saw it a couple times last year, but this final 2.5, close out the half strong. I mean, you played a very strong half of basketball. Let's close it out with the final 2.5 minutes that are as good as the first 17.5.
Nicholas puts Monmouth up by 15 after hitting both free throws. Hawks lead 35-20, 2:20 to go in the half. Jones, double team, throws one ahead to Wayne Martin. Martin now, nowhere to go with it. And he is fouled by Khalil Brown. Khalil getting a little too aggressive. Monmouth's 8th team foul is Khalil's first. 1-1 for Wayne Martin.
That's not a bad play, though, because the Hawks kind of read it where you saw the guard up at the corner there with the trap, and the only guy he was going to be able to get it to is Wayne Martin, who's a big. You know Wayne Martin's not going to catch that ball and turn and step into a 3. So that's not a bad play there for Monmouth. Even though Khalil Brown ended up committing the foul, you know that the only guy who's going to catch the ball is Martin. You'll be able to get back and defend it.
Deion Jones checks in. Chris Brady comes out. So, Gary, first time this half, Monmouth will go small. As Justin Robinson checks in. That wasn't a joke. He just happened to come in after I said that word. DeLeo comes out. Douglas back in for St. Francis. Along with Jones. It's 1-1 for Wayne Martin. And he misses it too strong. Josh James pulls down the rebound. Gary, Monmouth up 15, 2:10 to go. If they could extend this lead before the half, that'd be huge. Justin Robinson throws it top of the key to Deion Jones. Over to Nicholas. Three from the wing. Too short. Rebound. A loose ball tipped all the way back to Deion Jones in the backcourt. Deion throws one ahead to Nicholas. His layup is missed. Khalil Brown tips it in. His strong first half continues. He's got seven. MU up by 17.
Really looks good down on the glass. He's as big as any of these St. Francis bigs that he's going against. He's matched up with Wayne Martin, and he's battled them toe for toe. I mean, inch by inch, they battled each other, and Khalil Brown has won most of those matchups.
90 seconds to go in our first half. Monmouth continuing to stretch their advantage. Left wing, Sheldon Hadjigal for St. Francis. Steps into a long two. Tough shot. Put it in over Deion Jones.
That was great D from Deion Jones. He stayed with his man. Nothing really more he could do.
The Hawks lead now 37-22. Nicholas, left corner. Goes top of the key for Jones. 20 on the clock. Jones puts his head down. Drive and kick into the corner. Josh James swings it over to Robinson. He'll go back to Khalil Brown. This three is good. Khalil Brown's got 10. Monmouth up 18.
And that one got the bench off their feet. How about Khalil Brown in his first half, Eddie?
He has played a marvelous first half. Hadjigal can't answer. Too strong on his shot. Robinson pulls down the rebound. About 11 seconds our difference between the game and shot clock. And Coach Rice will take his timeout. 37 and a half to go before halftime. And Gary Monmouth up 40-22, largely on the strength of Khalil Brown's hot first half.
Good ball movement on that last possession. You had James to Robinson. It was started with Nicholas. You ended up with it back across. Brown found himself open in the corner. The Hawks were able to kind of work it inside, outside, back to the corner and find Khalil Brown, who was open for three.
He's got 10. Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones, the two leading MU scorers coming into the game, each have 9. It's been a tremendous first half of basketball for this Monmouth team that comes in after a couple of tough losses in MAC play to Ryder and Manhattan. They have played one of their finer halves of basketball this season. Gary, we saw them play really well last first half against the Jaspers. We'll see if they can continue the effort over the second 20 minutes. Inbound to Justin Robinson. 21 on the shot clock. Right corner, Andrew Nicholas. Red drives, throws one up off the back of the iron, no good, and then he fouls Wayne Martin, who pulled down the defensive rebound. Wayne Martin will again shoot 1-1 as Nicholas called for his first foul. 23.9 to go in our first half. Again, folks, stay tuned at the half. Give you first half statistics as well as the scoreboard around the nation in the top 25. We'll also get Gary's thoughts on our little Brooklyn detour we took pregame tonight. Martin misses his free throw. Rebound by Deion Jones.
So with 18 seconds, Eddie, the Hawks are going to hold for one here. The 40 points they've scored to this point in the half, the most they've scored in half the season.
10 seconds to go, first half. Robinson has the ball. High screen and roll with Khalil Brown. Robinson leaves for Brown. He'll try another three. Boom! Khalil Brown is on fire. He ends the half with another triple. And Monmouth goes into halftime, Gary, leading 43-22. He is unconscious right now.
And the entire bench came out to greet him at half court, at the middle of the floor, I should say. An unbelievable display there from Khalil Brown. He'll end the half with 13 points. He picks up right where he left off here in Brooklyn. MU with 43 points in the first half. They'll take a 21-point lead into the locker room. It's the most they've scored in a half this season. In the first half, they scored 39 at Manhattan, but unbelievable. How about Khalil Brown?
And great recognition by the coaching staff. They go pick and pop with Brown and Robinson to end the half. And Khalil Brown, well, he delivers. Leads MU with 13 points. We'll give you the full statistical breakdown as well as the top 25 scores from around the country during our halftime break. Hawks lead 43-22. We step out for 2 minutes here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network.